Oh my god, this is the third freaking god damn, I can't speak. This is the third goddamn try for the just the fucking intro. This is an introduction to the very first episode of Rusty Spoons. I am currently eating right now. It is 4:41 and I'm just stressed the fuck out right now. But I don't even care. There. Introduction done. Let's get into it. Hello. Welcome to the first episode of Rusty Spoons. As you can tell, I've obviously set the mood and blocked out all other noise. It is 4:46 now. It took me 5 goddamn minutes to set myself up. Right. This is a good burger. Alright. What are some good topics? Now, first thing we should talk about, Avengers Endgame. Wow! Nobody's ever talked about that movie. It's so underrated. Wow! Well, obviously, I have seen the movie, and right now I'm just going to give a small little review on what I think of it, without any spoilers, for my home slices out there who haven't seen the movie. By the way, if you haven't, go watch it. It's a good movie. And, sorry, I'm just hooked on this In-N-Out burger, hashtag not sponsored. And this royalty-free music's getting a little annoying here. But I've got nothing else to put on, so might as well. I'm just going to start off by saying this isn't a spoiler about Endgame, but Stanley does make a cameo in the movie, which is really cool. Almost cried when I saw the cameo, you know. Rest in peace, Stanley. Great man. Was a really great movie. Kind of an emotional roller coaster. Not gonna say how, but it was. It's 3 hours long, I believe. I don't know. I think it is. It felt long. Well, no, it didn't. It felt too short. Tear. But it was an overall really great movie. This does sound kind of bland, but it is a good movie. And how much money did Endgame make? Make in the first week and holy goddamn. Avengers Endgame made $1.2 billion in the opening weekend. Meaning, like, Thursday, I guess, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it made $1.2 billion. That's pretty insane. Am I right? Yeah, that's pretty insane. And it's Friday today. So has to have made way more than that. Anyways, that was my short, 1 minute review? 2 minute review of Endgame. I can't really say much without spoiling it. I just want to say, I don't feel so good. And that you should watch it. You should definitely take your time to watch Endgame. Now, on to the next topic, which is going to be music. When I say the topic's going to be music, I'm just going to quickly say some stuff about music. I don't know how to talk about music. Because I have a mental disability called stupidity. So I'm just going to go ahead and not talk about that. And instead, I'm going to talk about... What does Wikipedia say? It says... No, I don't want to talk to women. It's not going to help. Because... What are some good things to talk about? There we go. Food, drinks. Alright, welcome to Joey's Food Reviews. I like cereal. You like cereal? I like this In-N-Out Burger. Do you like this In-N-Out Burger? Subscribe to PewDiePie and Mr. Beast, or I will delete your Fortnite account. This burger's getting a little hard. I should eat it. Okay, food. This In-N-Out Burger. Completely plain. Nothing but the buns, the meat, the cheese. What do I rate it? About a solid 7 out of 10. Only because it's plain. If it wasn't plain, you know, had onions, ketchup, definitely like 9 out of 10. Alright. Television. Next topic. We're like less than 6 minutes in. I need to take my time to talk more about shit. Anyways. There is a show that I like to watch called Legion. It's a really great show. Okay, this royalty-free music's actually getting me pissed off. But I'm keeping it to cover the fucking background noise. Because there's a lot of background noise. I'm going to give kind of a... Fuck this. I'm just going to go all me. So, Legion is a show based on this guy named David. Now, David is in a mental hospital. So should I be. Anyways, he's in a mental hospital for being schizophrenic because he, quote-unquote, hears voices and sees things that aren't really there. And the problem with that is... He's not actually schizophrenic. He is actually... drumroll, please. Wait, I'm alone. Shit. He is actually a telepath. And he has telekinesis. Wow. Owen Wilson. But it's a really cool show that kind of makes you really think. Not think in the way like the way Bachelor makes you think. Should they really be together? I mean, they don't seem good together. Like, she seems kind of like a whore. He seems kind of like a player. So, not that kind of way. But, like, the way that philosophers think, kind of. What is the meaning of life? That kind of way, but not that kind. So, it's like, it gives you, like, a puzzle in the show, and it makes you kind of think about it, like, kind of like Dora, but more not Dora.
Hola, soy Dora.
Anyways, the episodes are sometimes hard to kind of like know what they're about. Like my brother, he already watched both seasons of it. It's on Hulu, by the way, if you want to watch it. It's called Legion. And I'm not even sure if you can hear me over the goddamn royalty-free music. Who cares? I do. Anyways, he already watched it. And there are... You know, he watched YouTube videos on it. Yeah, because... I love seeing, quote-unquote, influencers on YouTube. Not YouTubers, I call them influencers. Because that's what they do, they influence people. Anyways, he watched a few YouTube videos on it to kind of understand the episodes. And there are still one or two episodes he cannot explain. Which is really interesting. Because you sort of that kind of smartass. I mean, oops. Well, yeah, kind of like knows everything. Hope he didn't hear me. Because I'm literally like in the next room. Anyways, It's a good show. I personally fucking love it. And I watch it every night. I'm not even done with it. And yeah, that was a kind of a 5-minute summary-ish of the show Legion. By the way, it's by Marvel. Oh, I forgot to mention too, during the credits, they always play like a soundtrack. Well, not always, but they play some good fucking music, like music by The Who, and just really good music. And that was kind of my spoiler-free summary of Legion. Now, another topic. The battery's low. Okay, here's what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to pause it, come back with the charger, and then keep recording. 3, 2, 1, go! I am back. I put in the charger, and I took off that godforsaken royalty-free music so that you can hear nothing but my sweet, soothing voice, quote-unquote. Obviously, it is not. This will come off probably not. Probably as cringy. But it's okay, because I just started, and fuck off. Now, oh yes, oh thank you. Shout out to my brother, Michael, who went to the Dollar Tree and got me this big-ass can of Cherry Coke. Listen to it. Oh, delicious. Oh, let me take a sip. Well, that was some good ASMR. Now back to what I was going to say. Oh, let's talk about gamers only, by the way. Let's talk about video games. Wait, no, shit, I lied. Let's keep talking about television. Let's talk about the new Sonic the Hedgehog movie. Wow, everybody wants to watch that. Now, I just want to straight up talk about crap, what's the name of that one guy who was in the movie? Dr. Eggman? That guy? I just want to say, I'm really glad he's in it. Why did I forget his name? What was it? Oh, there you go. Jim Carrey. I'm really glad he's in the movie. Because he's Jim Carrey. Although I kind of wish Terry Crews was in there. Would have been... Aw, crap, but then they would have had dealt with the backlash of having a black Dr. Eggman. Guess you could call him Dr. Slave Man. Slave joke. That's a knee slapper. Now, what was I going to say? What? Ben Schwartz is Sonic? He was in DuckTales. I'm doing a bit of research, a bit of on-the-go research right now. He was in DuckTales, House of Lies, Undercovers, Sonic the Hedgehog, no shit. What else? He was in the Lego Movie Part 2. That's a good reputation. That's a good thing to have on your resume. He was in the movie Turbo, you know, the movie about Fast Snails, Blue Iguana, the other guys, The Walk, that one about the Twin Towers, I think. How to Be a Latin Lover. Okay. The Interview. And other stuff. But yeah, that's basically who he is. He's an American actor, voice actor, comedian. Nobody's a fucking comedian. I don't like the word comedian. I like the word person who somehow or magically has jokes. Shit, I have to edit that out. Oh, I can't edit. Oh, well, you just heard more burping ASMR. You're welcome. Anyways, I like how I'm saying that. Yeah, I'm trying to make people laugh. Doing this podcast myself. So, yeah. Sonic movie, I really, like, personally just hate how he looks. It's basically disgusting to me. Like, what actually is that? It was just really, really kind of disgusting to me. Like, nobody asked for an extremely realistic blue hedgehog. Like, I want them to replace that monstrosity with, like, a classic animated Sonic. Like in the cartoons or in the TV shows. Gotta go fast, Sonic, go fast, Sonic. But, yeah, I'm really, actually really disgusted in how he looks. I want that good nostalgia-giving kind of retro Sonic. And, yeah, that's my basic... That's my opinion on the Sonic trailer, by the way. Hopefully they remove that thing. But, yeah, I just really hate it. You know, Jim Carrey, looking pretty slick with that mustache. Although, honestly, he could have been thicker. Like, he's not even thick, not even with one C. He's just, like flatter than the earth. And, you know, he could have made him thicker. Like, at the absolute least, made him thick with three C's. That honestly would have boosted my opinion on the trailer. I give the trailer a solid... I would have given it a solid like 8 or... Yeah, like 8 or 7 out of 10. But I'm giving it a 5, mostly because of how Sonic looks. And like a teeny tiny bit of... Well, not teeny... But a bit of... Because how Jim Carrey's not that goddamn thick. Like, have they never seen Dr. Eggman? That guy is, like, thicker than 2 bowls of oatmeal. No, not even 2, like 3. But he's pretty thick, so. Jim Carrey, not that thick. Make him thicker. Okay, so on to the next topic, which is now video games. Yeah. Let's talk about a game I like to play a lot called The Division 2. I played the first one, pre-ordered the second one. Basically, all you need to know is that it's about a kind of like a post-apocalyptic America where like this dollar flu killed a lot of people. You're the Division agent who goes around killing the bad boys. In the first game, you have the Rikers, what are they called? I'm just going to call them the Trash Man. Hashtag not a Danny DeVito reference. Ah, shit, now it is. The Trash Man. Then you have some other diddlywinks that live underground. I forgot what they were called. And then in the second game, all those guys are dead because you defeated them because you're a magical superhero. Badass John Wick ass, John Wick head ass guy who just somehow lives through like 1,000,001 bullets through your left artery. You know, all you need to do, get that stim pack, you're good. You know, shot the stem of your brain, you know, get some of that magical juice, you know, just chug it down or snort some magical cocaine. Or smoke some magical weed, and you're good. You don't need basic motor functions when you have Snoop Dogg's magical weed. Anyways, you go around saving people, saving the world, quote unquote, because basically the government's broken down, and you're the last part of the. I can't give a good summary on shit. I'm stupid, but yeah. It's a good game. It's like a third-person RPG shooter. Like, third-person, you know? Like, kind of Splinter Cell-ish. With like, some Call of Duty in it. But, yeah, it's a good game overall. I give that game a solid 8.5 out of 10, only because I'm a big goddamn fanboy of the game. Okay, now let's talk about another game. Let's talk about... A game, a mainstream game, Because everyone loves those. Let's talk about... Shit. Red Dead Redemption 2. The game that took like 8 years to make, quote unquote. It is on my Xbox. Currently 111.1 gigabytes. Now I'm no doctor, but that's pretty big. You know, I have a few games, but Red Dead Redemption 2, 111.1 gigabytes, pretty goddamn big. And the game is the campaign is about a cowboy named Arthur and his gang. Shit, I haven't played it in a while. I'm stupid. Oh, I'm sorry. My stupidity came back again. Okay, there. Okay, story of outlaw Morgan, Arthur Morgan, and Van der Linde gang, as they rob, fight, and steal their way across the quote unquote vast and rugged heart of America in order to survive. In the year 1899, it is the era of the Wild West. And what else? Is the era of the Wild West. And it's currently starting to end. As the federal government asserts its control over the lawless territories. Basically, cowboys are becoming no more, and Arthur Morgan and the Van der Linde gang are trying to survive, rob, fight, steal, whatever the fuck. Trying to survive, basically, as the federal government tries and, you know, control these outlaws as they're becoming less and less. And then it kind of goes on from there. I'm not going to spoil any plot stuff. It's got a lot of Easter eggs, okay? It's got a lot of Easter eggs in the main campaign. And, like, there's this one about an, like, alien UFO or some shit. Like, either Arthur's high on something or not. I don't know what I'm supposed to say about that. Also a vampire or something. That one's a little weird. You know? Why would there be a vampire in a basically all yeehaw, no talk gang? Game. And the online mode was basically my favorite part. Although, I was gonna say, before I would play and I would say, Rockstar has to do something about these damn douchebags that are just, you know, I'm just trying to have fun here. I'm just trying to yee my ha, and they're just literally like one tapping me, you know, aiming straight for the head. Ka-chow, I'm dead. Although they did kind of fix that by adding, before it was not as fixed, you know, if you got killed about 10 times by the same person, you could choose to parlay for, I think it's 10 minutes. No, how many times get killed a certain amount of times, you can choose to parlay for 10 minutes. So basically, no, you can't kill him or her, and they can't kill you. So it's a pretty kind of good system. But they made it better by immediately adding the choice to parlay as soon as you get killed by someone. So you can just, you know, get your play Red Dead 2 online peacefully without all those whippersnappers ruining your game time. Like, Anyways, besides that, it was all really great, but I felt like it isn't beta. I do feel like the campaign was a little short, although I'm probably being really stupid because I do that a lot since the game is in beta. So, hold up, burp ASMR. Nothing came out. Okay, never mind. Took too long for that. Nothing came out. Me when I'm pooping. That was not a good thing to say. Okay, people are going to be weirded out. Shit. Like, well, as if they weren't already. Okay, that's my basic summary of Red Dead Online and Red Dead Redemption 2 campaign. Although, oh yeah, online, main reason I love Red Dead Online is the customizable character. Wow. Achoo, bless me. And the Lord. Yeah, you could customize and create your own character, male or female. Try not to be a predator and pick female if you're male, though. Because God knows we have too many of those. All those gamer girls on Xbox. Oh, God. Anyways, you get to create, customize your own character. And you don't really get to really customize your clothes until you get higher leveled in the game. And get past the prologue. No shit, but the higher you level up, the more guns, more buns, holsters, and clothes you can get for your character. There's a regular currency of you know, dollar bills, y'all, and there's the kind of secondary currency is what I'm gonna call it. Called gold, because, yeah, why not? And there are two ways to get gold. One, by somehow miraculously finding it. Or two, straight up buying it off, or just buying it. You know, there's, like, there's this, like, little pack thing for, like, $5. That was, like, 225 gold. But, yeah, I bought some gold. Honestly, pretty worth it, you know. The $5 deal I got, anyways, pretty worth it. The gold. If you're not leveled to like get a nice yeehaw hat you want, you can. There's a choice to buy it with gold, so you don't have to wait and grind all damn day long. But it is a good option that. Of course, like most game developers try to make, is there, but isn't necessarily in the way, like more of an option. I personally think that's the way to go if you want to get more dough for your games. Unlike a certain game company I know, EA, EA, they suck. And yeah, that summarizes the currencies. And the aiming system is pretty cool. And I'd personally say realistic. Although the most realistic thing I've done is one game of airsoft. So what the hell am I saying? And it's where you hold the aiming trigger, it aims, but there's like a circle that kind of shrinks. The more you're aiming down the sights. So, like, you can't... Nobody's, like, fucking Rambo and immediately looks down the iron sights. Like, some people take their time. Like, kind of line up the shot. You know? And luckily, in the campaign and the online, there is, like, an aim assist. And online, you have a choice whether or not to use the aim assist. But you'd be pretty goddamn stupid to not use the aim assist. When everyone else is using it, yeah, it kind of shrinks as you go down. With some guns, your accuracy gets better faster, and some get slower, and also with some, it stays at a certain, like, place. Like, it doesn't shrink down all the way, so you have perfect accuracy. it has its limits, basically. Now, should I talk about one more game, or should I talk about things that other people will be interested in? Okay, let's talk about one more game, Skate 3. I played Skate 3 a lot. I've been playing it more recently. It is a very, very good game. It came out in 2010, I think. It's been 9 years, about. And it's a game about skating. Wow, no shit. A game called Skaters is about skating. Wow. It is the third installment as well. Basically, what you do in Skate 3 is first customize your character, customize your board how you want it. If you want the trucks to be tight, loose wheels, how you want your wheel, how you want your deck, all that good shit. But you customize yourself, and then basically you create a kind of team / company to start selling your own boards. So it's kind of like what's the term? It's not communism. Oh, basically a kind of capitalism simulator. Just kidding, but it is kind of capitalistic, where you basically do shit for like magazines like Thrasher and get sponsors and stuff and start selling more of your boards. And the more you sell your boards, the more challenges you'll get and other stuff like that. You sell more boards by doing challenges, by the way, and hooking up with sponsors and all the good stuff. And overall, I could actually give that game a solid 9.9 out of 10. It would be a 10 out of 10. But one, there's no Skate 4. Rest in pepperoni. And two, it is a pretty old game, and it does have a few bugs and things that need to tweak a little. But overall, definitely would be a 10 out of 10. If not for those two things. Now, to talk about stuff that people can probably actually relate to. And what would that be, Richard Senpai? That would be oh shit. FYI, you can record for 30 minutes, Mac. 21 minutes right here. Oh shit. Okay, half a minute. It's about 11. That's 33. I was going to make this 40. Well, let's try and scooch a few things in there. Okay, let's talk about memes. Wow. I'm not even sure if I need to talk about that. It's a pretty stupid thing to talk about. I think it coughed up a dead fetus. Okay, let's talk about some memes. All right. Shit. Fuck. I don't. What's it? Shit. Give me a second. Actually, yeah. Give me a second. I'll be back. Is that Jaw? Oh my god, I'm burning, like. It's hotter than Auschwitz gas chambers right now. Oh, I'm not sorry to anyone who that may or may not offend. Oh, let me just feel the fresh air. Oh, that feels way better. Oh, I'm feeling a bit of sexual tension. I'm gonna stop. Okay, so where were we? Memes, yes. I'm not talking about those either because I'm not fucking caught up with the latest memes at all. So I'm changing subjects one more time to talk about what else? Oh crap. Oh yeah, there's a movie I forgot to talk about. Detective Pikachu. Yep. That's right. Detective Pikachu. What is it? It has Ryan Reynolds for starters. It's got Ryan Reynolds, you know. He played as a lot of people. He played as Pikachu. And he also played as Pikachu. Don't forget Pikachu. Oh yeah, I forgot about that. He also played as Deadpool in Deadpool and Deadpool 2. And he also played as Green Lantern. And he was in X-Men Origins. Wolverine. Whoa, he was actually in a lot of movies. He was in The Croods. Okay. Anyways, he was in Turbo also. Was everyone in fucking Turbo? That goddamn snail movie? Anyways, yeah, first of all, it features Ryan Reynolds voicing as, I think it was, yeah, he's voicing as Pikachu, I think. Well, there are a lot of people in the movie, okay. But yeah, I'm pretty sure he's voicing Pikachu. If you're wondering why this stupid boy here is saying, I think, that's because I haven't seen the trailer in a while, and I haven't really been caught up with Detective Pikachu. All I really know is that it's about Pikachu, and he's a detective. Next top, just kidding. I'm reading this off of Wikipedia. I mean, I'm reading this from my mind, yes. Ace Detective Harry Goodman goes mysteriously missing, prompting his 21-year-old son, Tim, to find out what happened. Then Pikachu appears, the end. Aiding in the investigation is Harry's former Pokemon partner, wisecracking, adorable, super sleuth Detective Pikachu. Finding that they are unequally equipped to work together, as Tim is the only human who could talk with Pikachu, they join forces to unravel the tangled mystery. So some kid's dad goes missing, probably left, personal experience. And he teams up with a Pokemon that he's the only one... He teams up with Pikachu to find his dad. That's it. That's like a basic-ass plot. Someone goes missing. Gotta find him now with the help of main character and co. Wow, so original. Oh, my God. Wow, can I get a clap sound effect? Wow. Original. That's amazing. I've never heard something so original in my life. Obviously, I'm extremely excited for this movie. I am actually a little bit excited for it, but not that excited. It's more of like a thing I'd consider watching if it was like on fucking Netflix or Hulu or something. But not really something I'd pay to see, unless it was with friends. Hint, hint. But overall, it'll probably be a decent or good movie, at least, because it's got fucking Ryan Reynolds, you know? And you know how Ryan Reynolds is. He's Ryan Reynolds. He played as Deadpool. Did I mention he played as Deadpool? Did I mention that? But, yeah, that's all I really have for now. All right. Should put my response segment. Here. Oh shit, I shouldn't say that. Fuck. You guys didn't hear anything. But yeah. Now I'll have an outro in 8 seconds so we can get to 5-minute mark. 4, 3, 2, 1. Yeah, yeet. Okay, thank you for listening or not listening. Actually, I shouldn't. Thank you. Thank you for listening all the way to the end. Probably not. To the very first episode of Rusty Spoons, not Spoots. And I also wanted to say thank you to whoever listened to. Fuck, I stuttered way too much. Paused. Fuck. Get on with it. Thank you for whoever listened to the preview/trailer of Rusty Spoons on Spotify 15 times. You got me a total of 14 cents. Thank you. I thank ye. Thank ye from McSpankies. Also, can we hit 100 plays by the end of the week after next week? By the way, this is the third try for the goddamn outro of this first episode. I need to work on a fucking outro. I need to work on an outro. How to make a good outro. intro. No, I don't want these templates. No, I don't. This isn't for YouTube, goddamn. Actually, maybe. That was first episode of Rusty Spoons. Thank you for listening, or for not. Goddamn it! Thank you for listening. If you did all the way, or if you didn't, too bad. Thank you, and Autobots roll out. And that was may have been the outro, but I'm stupid. So, quick shout outs to Cassandra, Tanya, Oscar, Juan, Jonathan, Toledo, Jonathan, not Toledo, Ivan, for being the first person to listen to the fucking preview. My brother, who gave me this sexy big cherry Coke can. April, Lucas, Guillermo, I guess, Devin, and am I forgetting anyone? No, that's about it. But yeah, I'm just gonna play some games now, watch some PewDiePie, and drink this sexy ass looking Coca-Cola can that I didn't drink in this whole about hour. Thank you for listening to episode 1 of Rusty Spoons.